So I guess all we need is love. I'm full of these this weekend. I'm sorry, this isn't my normal. They just keep popping out. You know, but how wonderful, you know? A loving mind. And then it's like moral discipline is natural. It's not a heavy thing. It's like we want to protect others from suffering. We want to protect ourselves and others. You know, we find joy in giving happiness to others, not harming them. You know, to lifting others up, not chopping them down. You know, to encouraging others, not undermining their confidence. We find joy in that. You know, we're engaging in pure behavior, appropriate actions. How wonderful. This really is the best. So, Friday night, moral discipline. You know? And then wherever you go, whether it's to the restaurant or whatever, you'll have a great time. Because we're guarding our mind from negativity and bad intentions. With mindfulness and alertness, we're watching our mind. And if something negative starts to come up, instead of going, they're making me feel bad, and then suddenly we're in an argument, we go, what in here is making me feel bad? Oh, I'm starting to get agitated. And then guess what? Because now we're taking responsibility for that feeling in our mind, not blaming others, the solution is change my mind. And so we're empowered to do that. And then that is moral discipline. It's beautiful, you know? How could we not admire someone doing this? Buddhist or not, you know, how could we not admire that? It's so beautiful. So in this way, so moral discipline is about guarding our mind through which we stop inappropriate and harmful actions. Even if we become angry inside, if we recognize that and we say, oh, I'm not going to act on this, that is wonderful, you know? Like, how beautiful is that? Instead of like saying something hurtful, we're like, I'm not going to act on this. I'm going to get rid of this negative mind. You know? That's amazing, amazing. That's moral discipline. Okay, this is really learning to control our mind. This is not something in a textbook. This is like the rubber meeting the road. Are we controlling our mind or not? Are we taking responsibility for our own feelings or not? Are we practicing Dharma or not? Okay, it's not heavy. We just need to be honest with ourselves, you know, and gradually make progress. We're not expecting to be perfect. And as we'll see, as we really try to practice moral discipline, we're like, ooh, this is a big job. So we need to be patient with ourselves. It's lifelong work, but it's the most meaningful job, you know. And everyone will appreciate it. There'll come a point even where our family goes, you know, you've changed in such a positive way. You know, if they recognize that, we're really making progress. So it makes us pure because it makes our actions pure. We need to be clean and pure ourselves. Just having a clean body is not enough, since our body is not ourself. I love that example. We're like, we're always washing our body, you know. But if we really want to become a pure being, then we need to clean our mind. So sometimes moral discipline is called like water. We purify our mind through the waters of moral discipline. Okay, it's like cleaning. Yeah, clean our physical body, okay, of course. But we need to clean our mind through the practice of moral discipline. Moral discipline is like a great earth that supports and nurtures the crops of spiritual realizations. Without practicing moral discipline, it is very difficult to make progress in spiritual trainings. Training in higher moral discipline is learning to be deeply familiar with the practice of moral discipline, motivated by renunciation. So in summary, in daily life, How do we practice moral discipline? Well, first, we generate understanding the faults of negative actions. We develop a determination to abandon any action to intentionally harm another person. Okay. Lying, cheating, stealing, harmful physical actions, negative, even negative minds wishing harm on others. You know? Even if they're driving poorly. If they're driving poorly, we should wish that they don't harm themselves or others. That's compassion, that's correct. But wishing them to suffer is not, you know. They're already suffering. They're in samsara, you know. So we learn to watch our mind. So once we make a determination to abandon harmful actions, then we need, in our daily life, we need to use mindfulness to check our mind, watch our mind, and just every once in a while we check and go, is my mind negative or positive right now? Okay. Is my mind unpeaceful or peaceful? Do I have a harmful intention or selfish intention, or do I have a good intention, like that? Because, of course, sometimes we need to say things to people they don't want to hear. But our intention is not to harm, it's to help. Right? So what we're abandoning is an intention to harm. That we're abandoning. But sometimes we have to say something to people that will temporarily make them unhappy. Right? But we need to make sure we have a good intention. Is, you know, human interactions, very complicated. But the way to simplify it from our side is just check. Do I have a negative mind right now or a positive mind? Is my mind unpeaceful or peaceful? Do I have a selfish or harmful intention or a good intention? And then that's something we can control. So if our mind is negative, unpeaceful, and we have a bad intention, then we think, that's my responsibility to change. Right? Then we try our best to change our mind, okay, to peaceful, positive, good heart. Even if we're not perfect, even if we're far from perfect, if we try, we're doing a wonderful job. And gradually, through continuing to try to control and transform our mind, to purify our mind with the waters of moral discipline, we will gradually improve, and our behavior, our minds, our actions will become more and more pure. We will find more happiness in our life, and we will be able to make others happy and even help them solve their problems.